With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Sleepers Podcast, Thursday, May 30th. Car, it's an early morning for you. You were called upon and you answered the call.
Yeah, I think maybe, actually, not maybe. I'm not going to do that to myself. I was going to say one of my most endearing qualities is I can be there. I can make it happen. But that probably ranked like somewhere in the 12s for like greatest Carter characteristics.
They say availability is an ability.
It's also a very hard word to spell.
Availability?
Yeah, it's one of those ones that always gets me in a blender. I feel like that and conscious.
I was dying this morning that in the Michigan segment yesterday, you asked me to spell excerpt and I just spelled it wrong. We just moved on.
I got to be better, I think.
It was tough. It was really tough. Well, all right, let's get to the show. Some early morning vibes today. I think I like that. I kind of like when you and I record, like when there's still sleep in your eyes.
Like, are they sleeping on us?
Like, you silly little sleepyhead.
All right, that's insane. We're not using the word sleepyhead.
You want to start us off with the YouTube comment of the day?
Yes, I certainly do. Let's go with... I'll go with this one. On the Casperas video that we did, the commit video yesterday, we did, someone said, in quotation marks, and this was user and a bunch of other characters, with a big who can't shoot, the 7-footer of Visic who shot 87% from the free throw line and 39% from three, geez, y'all speak out of your ass. Is big T of Visic freaky T? Is he a shooter in your eyes, Greg?
Freaky T, huh? That's what we're going with.
Freaky T, and I'm off the leash. They know I'm a dog. I get hella flea.
I think every Visic is a shooter in my eyes. People didn't like the Casperas video yesterday. Do you want to address that?
I mean, I don't know. I might have to listen to it back. Because I didn't think we were that negative, but maybe we were. I don't know. I think Casperas is a really good player. I think he's going to be good at Illinois eventually, depending on how long he stays there. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I had to get off the mindset that they're just not going to get this like wing killer and they're just shifting to another kind of ideology on how, you know, they're going to approach things, which is fine. Like, this could very well work. Like a lineup of Kylan Boswell, whatever, maybe two or three you want to put in there with whoever it's Casperas or not. And then, you know, you could have a front court, different front court combinations with Merez and Big T. And then you have Hun Richis in the fold as well. Who knows where Trey White falls in there. It'll be interesting to see what strings Brad pulls with this team. And just for the record, while we're, you know, everyone takes me at my word, I trust Brad Underwood to pull the right strings and get the best out of this roster. So we'll see how it works out.
I have very complicated thoughts on the whole situation with us in Illinois right now. I like Casperas. I do. And I think I did listen back to it. I think we said that, like, we started the video pretty praiseworthy of this guy and Brad's creativity to land this player. I think I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, we're always going to get shit because I was so wrong about Marcus Damask, and I get that, and I think I've owned that pretty well. Like, I'm willing to just eat the fact that, like, last year I could not have been more wrong about Marcus Damask as a player, and by default, the fact that they needed a point guard, because they didn't, because Damask ended up being great and it worked. There's always a chance we're going to be wrong again in the future. I think I said that yesterday, but I don't know. It's like people just expect or want pure praise and positivity. And like, to me, that's more disingenuous than what we do. I think a lot of people think we're like doing this to rage bait, when it hurts our business to say things people don't like. It doesn't help it. So, like, I can promise you, like, we get the same amount of attention or clicks or whatever you want to call it, if not more, when we say positive things. Like, word to Illinois last season, when the Illinois men's basketball account would use clips from our videos voicing over highlights. Like, the same thing happened with Purdue. It is always better for us to be positive. It is not a strategic business move to like shit on something. And I don't know. I do think one fair criticism from yesterday was there were people like, you guys clearly didn't watch actual tape of this guy. Like, why make the video if you're saying you haven't watched his defense? Like, why are you commenting on his defense? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, if we didn't post a video about it, are y'all commenting like, where's the video? Like, what I mean, what do y'all want? Like, I could take 2 weeks or a week to make it work and watch every single film that he has, but I straight up to y'all, I don't have time for that.
Okay. Yeah, I think we might need like a little internal players only meeting then, 'cause I don't like that that's where we've landed. I don't like that as a duo we're just like, I don't have time. We're gonna make videos without watching the players. I don't like that.
I mean, we'll watch them, but like, are we gonna watch every defensive possession of Kasperis? I mean, I am not. If you want to, please go ahead. I am not.
And that seems unlike you. You're a tape guy. You're normally a big film guy. You watching too much of your own men's league footage?
I am, but the thing is, it hits different when you watch tape and watch a bunch, and then you get on the video and people still hit you with the, oh, you haven't seen them play. Oh, you haven't watched them. I actually have.
Yeah. Okay. Well, to bring this full circle, the final comment for me on this, I have decided I'm not gonna listen to any overseas shooting numbers at all. I don't believe any of them. That's my official stance. I think shooting numbers are fraudulent if they are not from a sanctioned American basketball program.
I'm fine with that mindset.
Because every single player is a 40% shooter, is what I've heard.
Yeah.
Like, Killian Hayes was a great shooter.
There's also other players that fall into that same fold. It's just a little different.
Okay. Are we waving our arms?
I'm just making sure my lights don't turn off on me.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the Discord. Hey, join the Discord. We did have some newbies join. Let me make sure I give some shout outs. Always good in the off season to get a couple new faces in the Discord. We got Spoilermaker Dude who joined. I believe that's a Purdue fan. Shout out to Spoilermaker Dude. And then D-Crump3 is back in. He had joined us in the NCAA tournament times and left and rejoined the show. Another Duke fan in the Discord. So great day. Two new joinees. Join the Discord. We would love to see you in there. It is the number one way to support the show. We should probably start promoting the Discord more than we even do. We just do like 10 seconds of this every episode. I think the same way we promote our lovely sponsors, we should probably view ourselves as a sponsor of ourselves and promote that.
I mean, I don't know what else I can say and or do to let y'all know that the Discord is a great place, but I think the continued growth of it shows that I think it is worth the low cost of $9.99 a month. And like I always say, my biggest sell on it is that I guarantee almost, I'm gonna use the word guarantee, that if you give it a month, just a month, because that's all you got to commit to, just a month. You will find yourself enjoying it, finding something out of it, getting something out of it, whether it's from us, whether it's from the community that's a part of it. I think that you'll find something that will keep you around.
You had a Hall of Fame Discord moment last night. You are not the most active member of the Discord. I would say I'm top five in activity. You're probably in
Bottom
that.
five.
You're probably outside of the top 200. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was in the Purdue thread yesterday, and I was talking about Daniel Jacobson, who's crushing with Team USA, and I just dropped like basically hot take. If Daniel Jacobson is like legitimately great, and there's no denying it, and he needs to start right away, I think it could be TKR who gets hurt. And then you swooped in 5 seconds later and said, TKR unhappy? Eyeball emojis. I didn't even know. Like, do you just read Discord comments all hours of the day, but you don't respond?
Yeah, I read the Discord a lot, but sometimes I lurk.
So you're a big lurker.
A huge lurker.
Why don't you just get more active verbally in there?
I really don't have a good reason for you for that, to be honest.
Interesting. Okay. All right. I had to put ILL Illini on timeout last night for calling me Skip Bayless like. You think you like
That's
that
pretty
one?
funny.
I mean, does that make you Stephen A. Smith?
In a different world, yes.
More like Stephen F. Smith.
So F stand for fat.
Let's get to the Discord. Comments today. We start with Dreadhead Devroil the King, who simply says Rick Barnes era.
What does that era entail?
Jay Meisner says, for me, the main issue with the quads is quad one. Beating a top 50 team is not the same as beating a top 10 team. I don't care if it's on the road or not. If you were tasked with improving the quad system, what would you do?
I know this doesn't work, and I would need to do a few more like tweaking to this rule probably. But the fact that, and maybe you can have some input on this, after a certain time, shouldn't a quad win just kind of remain that in a quad win? Like, at, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that you could have a quad one win all year, right? And then a team loses the last game and suddenly becomes a quad two. I don't really like that. And that just might go back to my original point that I hate anything involving quads.
Yeah, I do like that because I think if you beat a team who stinks at the beginning of the season, that's really good at the end of the season, you shouldn't like it should be reflected by who they truly are, not who they were 4 months ago.
But what if they were good when you played them?
What if, like, I'm trying to think of a good example, like St. Mary's last year. St. Mary's was actually a good basketball team. They were like 6-7 in their first 13 games. Like anybody who beat St. Mary's should get points for beating St. Mary's after we discovered they actually are pretty good.
Are we sure they were pretty good?
I think they're pretty good. Beat
Okay.
Gonzaga. I'm a St. Mary's truther right now. I really am. I don't like the quad system. I think it oversimplifies things. I think you're right. Beating the 49th best team in the country should not earn you as many points as being the number three team in the country. I would simply add more categories that are categorized by caliber. So, like, why can't we just look at top 10 records? Why can't we look at top 25 records? Why can't we look at top 40, like onward down? The answer is probably that a lot of the teams being evaluated on the bubble just don't play top 25 teams. So it would be notable if they had zeros for all of those categories when it came resume time, but yeah, I think there should be separation there. It's a good point from Jay Meisner. Guy says some of my classmates were trying to convince me to get on Hinge today. What is going on?
I was already on lockdown before like the dating app scene kind of made its way to the world. So I have no input on what to do with that.
Yeah, not a game I'm familiar with. Sorry, can't comment, guy. I would not recommend a high schooler be on a dating app, though.
Facts. Just go like just go walk in the hallways or something.
Yeah. Andre says, I keep hearing that Kansas is by far the country's most talented team. How many players do they have that will get minutes in the NBA? I was trying to think of the last team to win a title that had less NBA talent than this team and was struggling to think of any going back a while. 2014 UConn and 2010 Duke were what I came up with and couldn't think of any others this century.
That's interesting. Because I really don't know who would be like, I mean, probably would AJ Store be the player that has the most NBA potential?
Yeah, I might say something crazy in a minute. I should watch myself here.
Rylan Griffin.
Couple other guys. I think that a dominant college team puts guys in the league that maybe shouldn't be. To use an example, let's just use this year's team. UConn's about to get five players drafted this year. Now, it's also a pretty weak draft, but like Alex Caraban and Cam Spencer and Tristan Newton are pros now because of how great the season went. I don't think they were pros coming into the season. Now Castle was, he was always a lottery pick, and Klingon was always a first rounder. So I get your point. I get the premise here, and I think it's true. There isn't a player on paper that is like a McDonald's All-American stud for sure NBA guy. But if Kansas does what we think they can do, I think Storer ends up a first round pick. I think Rylan Griffin gets drafted. I think Hunter Dickinson could end up getting drafted. I really do. And I know that's crazy because he's going to be like 26 when he ends his college career. But I've said it since his freshman year at Michigan. There's a lot of good college bigs that are getting drafted right now that I think Hunter Dickinson is just flat out a better player than. And no, he's not going to guard anyone in the NBA, but he can shoot the ball. He can pass the ball. He's a legit 7 foot. Like to me, you throw him on an NBA rotation, I think he would play. And maybe it speaks to where the NBA game is that he's not coveted. But again, if Kansas is as good as I think they will be, I think he winds up in the NBA.
I can see that. I mean, the passing ability, I think, of Hunter and the ability to step out and just also just be at his size, I think certainly earns him the worthy of being drafted higher than
Yeah.
people give him credit for.
Yeah, for sure. But you're right. It is a good premise. Like, if AJ Storr is your best NBA talent, that's less talent than most NCAA champs have.
Yeah, true.
Maybe we should take Duke more seriously. That might be my takeaway from that exercise. Guy's back. He says, with regard to the word reckon, it's now been F1 season for long enough. I've been hearing British people talk all weekend for 2 months, so I'm adding British words into my lexicon.
I would do anything to be British.
I think you'd be a really bad Brit.
How?
That was just a joke because you've been a Brit at Albion and you think you were a great one, but
You think? I think the people you ask anybody, gee, that's the thing that you don't
anybody?
trust me. You think I'm just spewing things. I was a top five Brit. Just ask the streets, the quad of Albion, they're talking. The town is still talking.
You've said the word quad way too much this week.
All right, do you have strong quads?
How does every college have a quad to you? Is that just in your head, every college has a quad?
I would say 9 out of 10 colleges have quads, yeah.
I don't think that's true.
You know Michigan State has a quad, right?
Where's the quad at Michigan State?
It's, I don't know where exactly it is, but I know they got one.
Don't think they do. At least they don't refer to it as the quad.
How much you want to bet they got a quad?
Do we have a quad? And I'm unaware we have a quad?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big campus. Maybe you didn't stumble over there.
I don't think so. Malik Perry says, you say let's not do qu more quads. Let's not do quads anymore. How will the committee decide the teams for March Madness? I don't know, Malik. Put them in a hat and draw a name out. Greg, have you done any of the food baby challenges like lemon or bacon to see her reactions? Will you be doing it to Carter?
That's just so disrespectful. Well, have you done that though? I've seen those like on TikTok, like giving a baby a lemon or something like that.
We have given her lemon. We have not given her bacon. But I don't know. Maybe this is just me. We're not doing that as like, let's do the food baby challenge today. Like, we're just giving my daughter lemon to have her try lemon.
Ah, got you. Why are you just having her try a lemon though?
We're trying a lot of foods.
But like, why just trying lemons? Like, no one just slices up and eats lemons.
Oh, I had lemon out because I was making cocktails for people, putting a little like we I'm a lemon and a lime household now. There's a bowl of them, and I slice and put lemon and lime slices depending on what we're making. And yeah,
Got you.
it's like let's give Murph a try this. She likes fruit.
Okay, that's enough. That's a conversation. We're not going to go off tangent here, but we definitely have to have a conversation about that.
About what? That my daughter likes fruit?
No, you can like fruit, but like, you don't just give someone a lemon to eat as a fruit. That's not like a fruit you just eat casually.
No, I gave her a chunk of lemon to see if she would like it or not, and she like made a little face, but she liked it.
Okay. All right.
This not okay with you?
I just don't like how you're trying to throw this lemon in like this fruit category that you just give to somebody and they're like, oh yeah, try this lemon, unless you're trying to mess with them.
I mean, what, I was not trying to mess with her. I'm just seeing what her taste buds like and don't like.
Got it. But it's a lemon though.
Correct.
Okay.
I wouldn't serve my daughter a plate full of lemon to eat, but like, here, do you like this? Let's test it out. It's a thing you do as a parent that's trying to teach a daughter to eat food.
Got it. Got it. Got it.
What Malik's referring to is like using the baby for content, which again, she was on our podcast yesterday, so
Yeah.
maybe I
Good
got to
view
be better
day.
at that.
Hopefully. Actually, that came out today, so I guess we got to see what the Murph effect will be like.
Yeah, but like, no, I'm not into the whole like we're gonna sit her down and make a TikTok about her trying something. I don't like that.
Gotcha.
Final one from Elite Carter. Don't go to war with your parents trying to leverage your son because the grandparents will win that match.
That's not true. Not true whatsoever.
I'm extremely excited for this comment. Ulamog says, now that Carter has revealed the due date for his kid, what do you think the date of conception was? A, Michigan State's win at Penn State on Valentine's Day. B, AJ's legacy game versus Illinois on February 10th. C, Jaden Akins' career high versus Michigan January 30th. Or D, Davis Smith's first half contribution at Michigan on February 17th. The leader in the clubhouse here is Valentine's Day. A lot of people think it was the Valentine's Day Michigan State win at Penn State. When was your son conceived?
None of those.
You sure?
Positive.
When was your son conceived?
I'm not revealing that information.
Why?
Because I don't know if I can.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What do you mean?
I just don't know if I can.
What does that mean?
It means I don't know if I can, Greg.
For what reason?
Because sometimes if you don't know or you have second thoughts on if you should, you just shouldn't.
All right, I won't press, but I have a theory now. I have a theory on when the correct answer is.
I don't want that because I feel like you 100% know.
Yeah, I think I know too. I think I might have been there.
You weren't there.
I wasn't in the room, but I was there that day.
you weren't there that day.
Were positive?
Yeah.
Okay, then I don't know. Let's move on. Guy says, hearkening back to the Pax and Wojcik thing with him dating Kylie Jenner. I thought it was Kylie Jenner. Kendall Jenner is her kid, right? Or her sister? I can't keep all of them straight. Either way. Carr, how do you feel about stealing bits?
I'm huge on it.
Okay, so can we steal a bit here?
Sure.
Okay, so yesterday in one of the segments, we talked about Michigan's mystery man. And I played an excerpt. I played a clip from Brian Bosch and Matt Norlander's podcast this week. It was a really good interview. Again, highly recommend people listen to it. Near the end of that interview, they did a segment on who are the most intriguing teams in college basketball. Brian asked Norlander, like, you said you would put Michigan in the top 10 most intriguing teams. Who are the others? And Brian went through a couple of Big Ten teams he's intrigued by. I want to do this at the national level. I want us both to give the 10 most intriguing teams for next season. This has nothing to do with how good these teams will be. This is just the 10 teams you are most eager or anxious or excited about seeing what they are for various reasons. And I want an explanation on why each one is intriguing to you.
Okay. Would you like me to start?
I feel like we should do the thing we always do, where I have 10 and you have 10. How many do we think are on each other's list?
Okay. That is a fun internal sleepers game that we play. So I'm down for that.
Okay. Let's do that. I think I'm looking at the list right now. I think our lists are going to be incredibly similar. I think I'm going to have 8 that are on your list. 8 out of 10.
Ooh, I don't think so. I think it's going to be like 5.
If it's 5, I'm mad at you. Because I think this should be a consensus top 10. And if you threw like random like Miami Hurricanes in, I'm going to be mad at you.
Okay. Well, there's one off the list. That's very tough. If this affects this exercise, I apologize. I did not put mine in order. These are just 10 teams that I'm intrigued.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I think that's less fun than in order, though.
Yeah, but...
You don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Or at least, did you tell me to put it in order? Is this on me?
No, mine aren't in order either, but now I'm just realizing it's less fun to not have them in order.
Okay, well, that's on us. We'll be better. Number one, who I'm actually.
So they're not in order. Number one.
the first team. I have them listed 1 to 10, but I don't have them in order.
It was just a hilarious transition. Mine are not in order. Number one.
Number one, the most intriguing team. No. So the first team on my list, I have the Louisville Cardinals, actually, because with Pat Kelsey in his first year, and they actually, like, have some guys who I'm just very intrigued to see, like, what they look like. Like, Terrence Edwards Jr. was very productive at James Madison. Kayshon Pryor, I think, had a great year at South Florida. They got guys like Rayne Smith coming from Charleston. They got Hadley, Corin Johnson. Like, they got some guys in the fold. And it's just a reset, kind of, like, just the abysmal year that has been for the past couple years. And I'm intrigued to see what Pat Kelsey does in year one with this team and how, you know, what they trend towards, because I think that people could make an argument that, like, talent wise, you know, Louisville should be up there in the ACC. Possibly you could make that argument. So I'm interested to see what they do this season.
Yeah, I actually like this shout. They're not on my list. I would put them in my honorable mention intriguing teams. The reason they can't crack my top 10 is I don't think I'm going to enjoy watching them. Chucky Hepburn's their point guard.
If they didn't have Chucky, would they make the list?
Like, there is a lot of unknowns that I'm like, oh, I wonder what that'll be. I'm excited to find out what they are. But compared to the 10 teams on my list, I think I'm going to enjoy watching them play basketball less than all of the rest of these. I also, for whatever reason, I can't consider myself a Pat Kelsey guy. And maybe that'll change this season. But I'm still dialed all the way in on him being basketball PJ Fleck. And with all due respect to the friends that I have that played for PJ Fleck, I despise that guy. I despise everything about him. So
sorry to the Terrell family. And congrats on a newborn.
Terrell showed up. Incredible. They came to Murph's birthday party this weekend with a 6-day-old daughter of their own, Hannah Lee. She's beautiful. But anyways, Zach walked in. We didn't know they were coming. He carries his daughter like a football. Like, just straight, he literally is doing the football cradle, one arm. And I was like, Doc, what are you doing? He was like, it's all I know. It's all I know.
High and tight.
It was really nice. Okay, should we alternate? Since I didn't have Louisville, I feel like I should go next.
Yeah, it's alternate. I can't wait to palm my son's head like a basketball and carry him.
I'm going to try and name all the ones I think are on your list. I have Kentucky.
Not on my list.
Damn. Okay. We're not going to have any that I thought we would have. I think Kentucky is extremely intriguing because straight up, we're going to find out if Mark Pope is what we think he is or not. And we used to love watching Kirk Risa. I'm still intrigued to see, like, is he going to be good and a good offensive coach? And I like Kobe Brea. I like him. I like Andrew Carr. There actually is a bazillion shooters on this team. Mark Pope could play a completely different style than he has in the past, or he could double down on what made his BYU teams good. There's a lot of versatility. But most importantly, I think there's a chance it's a disaster. And if it is a disaster, how is BBN going to respond in year one? Are they going to hold Mark Pope to the same standards they held their Hall of Fame coach to? Or are they going to change? That is the most intriguing storyline in the entire sport for me next year.
Okay. I see where you're coming from there. I did not have them on my list. They probably would fall in my honorable mention category, I think. Okay. So my next team, I guess we can do this since it's on par with what you said. I did have Arkansas on my list.
They're on Arkansas. My list.
Okay, so I figured that was a good one. That'd be on both of our lists. Obviously, Coach Khaled being his first year there. I actually like the makeup of the team, too. Like, John L. Davis, Boogie Flan, DJ Wagner, Carter Knox, Big Z, and Jonas Adu. Like, this team has something they're working with. And I have a hard time not picturing this team being fun, entertaining, and also, like, very successful. Like, I think that Cal's going to have somewhat of a chip on his shoulder from being – and this choice of words might go south, but, you know, kick to the side, cast aside by Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm with you. They're just going to be fun. Like, I liked watching Kentucky basketball. I'm going to like watching Arkansas basketball. The most intriguing part of Arkansas to me, though, is, well, one, he has some lineup stuff to figure out. Is he going to play DJ Wagner again or not? And two, do we see a re-energized Cal? Like, do we see a Cal that learned from his mistakes at Kentucky, or do we see the exact same guy just in a red coat? I think there's a world here where we see like a Cal out for blood, and I'm very excited to see that potentially.
As am I.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Okay, you keep going. You got one that was on my list. So actually, I feel like you should get a point for that. You're up 1-0 because you correctly nailed one that was on my list of 10. Now you get to keep going.
For some reason, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I know this isn't on your list, and I'm going to get this one out of the way because as the more we talk through this, I feel less.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm confident about this on my list, but I'm going to stick with it. It's Virginia.
I can't believe you put them on your list, but I like that shout because I like Virginia.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, and maybe it is because of the whatever we had to watch the past couple of years offensive-wise. I just think that they actually got some guys that could make some things happen. I think Isaac McNeely is a guy who can score the basketball. I need Andrew Rohde to do something. Like him being a 4 point per game scorer, like I just think he's better than that. Like at least give me 8. I'm not asking for anything crazy. And then you guys like Jalen Worley, Elijah Sanders was a guy who I thought was pretty productive in his small role at San Diego State. Dede Ames is a fighter. And TJ Power, I think, is a pretty good transfer as well. So, like, I'm interested to see how Tony Bennett navigates this season. And I think that they have some guys here that can make some things happen.
Yeah, I'm buying low on Tony Bennett for sure. I wanted him to be Michigan's hire before Dusty May got serious. I thought there was a chance they could have stolen a Hall of Fame coach. Dede Ames is a fighter is a sentence I never thought we'd hear on the show, but I like it. I'm with the vibes. They were not on my list. They would not have been in my honorable mentions, but I like the shout from you because I do like Virginia basketball this season. Okay, I think I gotta try and take the easy points here. And if this team's not on your list, I'm just gonna be mad at you. I think Illinois has to be in the top 10 most intriguing teams for next year. They lost 10 guys from a locker room that everyone told us was an all-time great chemistry locker room. 6 of the 10 guys they lost could have returned. And we've been told either Brad didn't want them or he fired a coach that knew he would cost them 2 of them. That's intriguing. No matter what, Illinois fans tell us all these guys they got are stars. The answer's probably somewhere in the middle. You and I are extremely skeptical. They proved us wrong last year. It could be a totally different style. He's got 2 pass-first point guards this year. He had 0 point guards last season. How can he play KJ and Boswell and Rodgers and a big at the same time? 2 overseas guys in the mix, some McDonald's All-American type recruits in the mix. And Ty Rodgers, the good guy, is still here. Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn, the wild card, is still here. I'm intrigued to see what Daddy Brad does. They have to be on the list of most intriguing teams.
They are not on my list.
God damn it, man.
The reason they're not on my list, and I agree with your, you know, with your reasoning on why they are on the list. Here's the reason why they're not on my list. I am not intrigued to watch Kylan Boswell. I'm not intrigued to watch Trey White. I'm not intrigued to watch Kerry Booth. I'm honestly not even that intrigued to watch Kasparis, honestly. There are some players that are intriguing to me on the team, and maybe this will change as we get closer to the season, but right now there's nothing about this team that makes me want to tune in.
It's Brad. Like, that alone should be enough.
Yeah, but, like, that's kind of a given, I guess.
I guess. Okay, moving on.
All right. Next on my list, I have Xavier. Is Xavier on your list?
Xavier is absolutely not on my list.
What do you mean absolutely? Absolutely not?
No, yeah. No, no.
No? No, not yeah, by no. Marcus Foster, Conwell, Maddox? No, no.
Maddox gets me a little perked up, a tiny little bit.
A tiny bit? I think that the returners in Fremantle, McKnight, and I think that Trey Green is going to take a step this season. And then with the transfers they got coming in, like, I'm very intrigued to see what this looks like. This, you know, quiet is kept, even though Xavier had kind of a bad season last year. Like, they had a bunch of guys that were productive. And I think they're bringing in a group of guys who are productive and can shoot the ball a little bit better than the previous guys. So I think that a lineup of, let's say, Davion McKnight, Conwell, I don't know, Maddox Foster, something, some combination of those guys, I think can be highly productive offensively and have the ability to shoot the basketball. And will they get stops? Maybe. But I think it'll be very interesting and intriguing to watch.
Yeah. Okay. This is the first one I really don't like. I'm not going to be seeking out many Xavier games to watch. If they're on my television, I'll watch them. But last year's Xavier team was so gross to me. I'm kind of just like, yeah. Okay. Once again, going for what I think should be easy points here. What is Purdue going to look like in the post-Zach Edey era? Why is this team not on your list? This was Norlander's, for the record. I'm copying his work right now. Norlander's first answer was like, well, I think Purdue has to be up there. What are they going to be without Zach Edey? Are they going to play the new 7'3" guy? Is TKR just going to be a double-double machine? Can Braden Smith actually prove the critics wrong? Colvin and Heidi, do both of those guys make breakout steps? Do they not? Cannon Catchings, is he a one and done? Is he actually the best recruit Painter's ever had? There's more unknowns with this Purdue team than any Purdue team in the last 5 years. I think there's arguably also more talented players. Like, they're 1 through 10. I think there are more talented players with this group than there has been in a very long time at Purdue, but they have to replace the best player in school history. Of course, that's intriguing. I hate you if you don't have them on the list.
I don't. Your points make sense. I'm not intrigued because Purdue's going to be good. Like, Braden Smith is good. These guys are good. They're going to be good again. Like, the question marks that people are trying to raise about this Purdue team are just not there for me. Like, I get there are some, but like at the end of the day, this team's going to be good.
All right, that's a good stance. I like that stance from you, but goodness. Okay, who's next?
The Michigan State Spartans are on my list, Gregory.
This is so stupid.
Why?
I mean, I guess there's a lot of young, fun players. That's
fair. I think there's young, fun players. I think there's unknowns in there. And you know what? The A.J. Hogarth era is finally over. Let's actually see what it looks like. I'm interested to see what it looks like. I'm interested to see what Jay Nakins looks like at the two. I'm interested to see if Xavier Booker takes a jump. I'm interested to see what Fears looks like. Carr, Tang, just kind of all these guys, what they look like, maybe the unknowns, what Fiddler looks like. I think the unknowns make this interesting to me.
I just realized if Kerr Tang and Cohen Carr were both like starter level good, you could call them a duo called Kerr Carr.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool too, because like Cohen Carr, he'd be flying when he jumps, so it's kind of like a bird.
Yeah,
and work. Then whatever bird is really smooth, it's like Kerr Tang.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
I shouldn't have been this mean reactionary to this. It's a good answer. Michigan State belongs in my honorable mentions. I am excited to watch Jeremy Fears in a big way. I am excited to see Xavier Booker play big minutes in a big way. I am not intrigued whatsoever by your centers, though. Like that's if you would have gotten a good center instead of Zapala, I think they would be a no doubter in the top 10. But like there's a limiting factor. The same way there's a limiting factor on your team, there's a limiting factor on how intriguing your team can be when we know what the centers are, and it's not fun.
What if you ignore it?
That is a great path forward if you have the mental capacity to do that.
Yeah, I've been working on that.
I'll counter yours with one that is assuredly not on your list. Michigan. There's a lot of unknowns, and Dusty's in year one, and there is a ton of talent here, whether or not people want to admit it. The point guard concerns are real. Again, from listening to the Northlander thing yesterday, we're just publicitying this way more than we probably should. They love Reuben Jones. Like they're telling everyone Reuben Jones is like a star. And I don't think anybody's even talking about him at all. It's kind of just like an afterthought guy. They think he's going to be way better than that. Danny Wolf and Vlad Goldin are both legit players. Will it work together or not? There's disaster potential and there's like superstar potential. Roddy Gale for his rival in a new uniform, I'm intrigued by. And just in general, I think like, is Dusty as good as people once thought Dusty was, is a really intriguing concept. And I think he has enough talent on the roster in year one to kind of be able to tell that.
Yeah, they would probably make it in my honorable mention. Honestly, they probably should be in my 10. In all actuality, but I did miss them in making my list.
Okay. All right. So still 1-0 you. We're halfway through this exercise.
Okay. Next team on my list is the Florida Gators. On your list?
You have to give the spiel first.
Oh, sorry. Quite simply put, I am 100% going to tune in to every Florida game because I can watch Walter Clayton Jr. and Elijah Martin and Will Richard just be like the three guards on this team. Honestly, mainly a lot of that is just Walter Clayton Jr. I think that him coming back from Florida, he's going to be incredible this season, possibly a first-team All-American. I think that's in the cards for him. He is a prolific shooter, scorer, and I think in year two, he could even take another jump for Florida. And, you know, they lost Zion Poland, they lost Tyrese Samuel, but like I said, I kind of like the three-headed like guard wing combo of Clayton Richard and Elijah Martin. Elijah Martin to have a bounce back season. And then they got some other productive transfers as well and some guys coming back that could take jumps. Like Alex Condon and Thomas Hogg, I think can be guys that are good. Maybe even like a guy like Denzel Aberdeen can take some more steps. He did have some moments last season that could possibly show him showing improvement. So I'm very intrigued to watch Florida this season.
Okay, not on my list, wouldn't be in my honorable mentions. I think I like watching Walter Clayton. I wouldn't say I'm intrigued by watching him. I think he's just good. I think Elijah Martin is the big intriguing piece to this team. And I also think we kind of just know what Elijah Martin is, though. Like, I think he's just going to be a good complimentary piece. They're just going to be good. I'll probably enjoy watching them. I'm not, like, curious about them in many ways whatsoever. It's also Todd Golden. And I still can't get all the way there with Todd Gold.
What if they have a freshman who's 7'6"?
I don't think he's going to play. I think that's...
Yeah, I know, but like vibes-wise, you're not intrigued?
Not really, no.
Okay,
this is my final shot. at this one. And if, again, if you don't have this one, I think this would mean you have no other Big Ten teams on your list if you don't have this one. I have Rutgers. They have to be on here because what the hell are the top two players in the country going to look like for Steve Peichel? Simple as that.
Yeah, Rutgers is on my list.
Let's go. 1-1. I feel great.
Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey.
And they've been made more intriguing by the fact that Rutgers didn't get a front court player at all. Like, it's like, how good are these kids? Can they actually win college basketball games with no center? Like, yeah, it would be wild. Okay, now this is a battle. We both have four teams left, and this is a battle. My next team, Cart, got to be strategic here. The UConn Huskies are on my list. The UConn Huskies are on my list because while everyone is willing to give Dan Hurley the benefit of the doubt and say they're always a national title contender no matter what, the reality is I think this team's starting group has less talent in a big way than the last two seasons. And I am really intrigued to find out, is Hurley actually this much of a genius that he's smarter than all of us, or that he's capable of coaching players that maybe are what we say they are to greater lengths than anybody realizes? I'm intrigued by Mahaney, obviously. Is he going to live up to the hype that I've put on him? I'm intrigued by, can guys like Diallo and Ball take jumps? I'm intrigued by what the hell is going to happen with Terrace Reed. I think the kid stinks. What if he becomes really good for Dan Hurley? Can they keep doing this? Can the dynasty continue with a group that feels less talented than the last two?
Oh, okay. I like your reasoning, but they are not on my list.
Okay.
Right. I think I got one that's going to be on your list. Or at least I think it should be.
Do you have three teams left? I think we both have three left.
Yes.
Okay. This is crunch time.
Do you have Duke on your list?
Damn. I picked wrong. I do have Duke on my list.
Good. I mean, simple fact is that just this freshman class alone is going to make me want to tune in. Like Cooper Flagg, Malak, Isaiah Evans, Khan, Big Pat, Darian Harris, who's like the lowest rated guy who is – you like how I dodge the names I can't pronounce?
Does he go by Big Pat?
Yeah, he actually does.
Okay.
But also, like, his last name would throw me off. So I just brushed on by that. And then Darian Harris, like, he's a guy who rose in the recruiting rankings. And in, like, the last, like, four or five games of high school with John Paul, he was an absolute sniper. And he was a sniper on the EYBL circuit, but I was seeing some things in those games where I'm like, damn, this dude like is going to have to somehow find his way onto the court as a freshman because he is that good of a shooter. He's not a Jared McCain level shooter, I don't think, but I think he could get there. I think he really could truly get there. So I'm very intrigued to watch this Duke team just off the freshman alone.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. And like, especially now that Shire's getting spicy, like, he's kind of throwing some shots at the guys that left the program. Like, is Shire going to have egg on his face at the end of this or not? I'm really intrigued by that.
Yeah.
It's a good answer.
I get to go again. Yeah,
ball's in your hand still.
I know this isn't on yours, so I shouldn't say it because I need to get a win here.
I mean, you get one more right, you clinch.
The thing is, I feel like the ones I have left aren't even on there, so I'm just going to go off my list. I had the Texas Longhorns on my list.
Not on my list.
Not on your list. I figured that. But, you know, with the transfer class they got coming in with Mark, Jason Kent, Julian Larry, Jordan Pope, who I know is a favorite player of yours. I thought I could maybe get you because you'd be one of the tune in to Jordan Pope and Tremont Mark. Pair that with one of the best freshmen guards in the country. There's going to be one of the best freshman guards in the country, and Trey Johnson. I'm very intrigued to watch this team. And also, this is a personal one for me. This is it for me and Rodney Terry. I've stood hand in hand. I stood Longhorn and Longhorn with him for his whole time here. This is it for us. This is a make or break year for us. And we are either going to stay together or go our separate ways after this year.
Yeah, I don't believe you for a second. I think no matter who Texas has coaching and no matter who they have on the roster, you're going to continue putting them in your 10 most exciting teams.
I mean, the burnt orange jerseys are great, you must admit.
Yeah, I've never been a huge burnt orange guy. Just give me regular orange. I don't like burning. When has burning ever been a good thing?
When you burn a s'more, like you burn the marshmallow and then you blow it out so the edge is a little crispy and then the inside is fluffy. You don't like s'mores, do you?
I love s'mores. I don't want a burnt s'more. I want like a perfectly roasted s'more.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. I would argue there's not ever a good time to burn anything. Other than like
I like my veggies a little burnt.
But like the fact you gotta say a little means inherently burnt isn't great.
Like when candles burn.
Okay. Yeah, neither of my final two are on your list. You have one name left. I could pivot and say Miami just to try to tie the game. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to play to the integrity of the game. I have Kansas. I have Kansas on my list. Is this going to implode? Is the locker room concerns that people say are real, real? Yes or no? Can Hunter Dickinson get redemption? That is wildly intriguing to me. Bill Self on a revenge tour is intriguing to me. The number one team, the best team in college basketball is intriguing to me.
You almost had me. You almost had me. I almost had them on there, but I subbed them out last second for another Big 12 team.
Kansas State? Wait. Don't tell me it's the one that's left on my list.
Is Who's it left?
BYU?
No, not okay. BYU.
Mine's BYU.
Ooh, that's a good one, though. I gave BYU some consideration, actually, when I was coming up with my list. They probably would have made my honorable mention. No, the team, I had Baylor.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, I had Baylor on mine because the freshman Edgecombe, I think, is going to be incredible. Norchad, Jeremy Roach, Jay Nunn, future Michigan State coach Scott Drew. I'm very intrigued, interested to watch them this season.
Okay, yeah, it's a good one. I like Baylor. I feel like I know what most of those guys are, so I'm less intrigued. It's just going to feel like watching a typical Baylor team. But
yeah, I literally had Kansas too, G. I did.
Damn, it was close. All right. Well, congrats. Head to head. You got a 2-1 victory over me.
Wow.
Huge miss on my part thinking we'd have 8 of the top 10 similar. I thought you might put more than one Big Ten team on your list, though. Topic 2 today, I got a game of start, bench, cut. Speaking of Big Ten basketball, that's where we're going. We're going back to our hearts here. I have 5 teams. I have Purdue, I have Illinois, I have Michigan, I have Michigan State, I have Indiana. I'm going to give you a trio of players that I think on paper are each competing for 1 to 2 starting spots max. Might be less. Could be 1, could be 2. It's not 3. I don't think there's a world where all 3 of these players start on any of these teams. I want you to tell me who you would start, who you would bench, and who you would cut from this group. Simple as that. You ready to play?
Let's get it.
Any questions before we go into this?
No, I think it's pretty... I was thinking maybe there's something I should ask, but I think it's pretty cut and dry here.
So dramatic of you to... to take a 10-second pause before we go. Okay, start, bench, cut. We'll go with Purdue first. Cannon Catchings, Miles Colvin, Cam Heidi. I think there's 2 spots for 3 players realistically here. There might only be 1 if Daniel Jacobson's actually that good. Start, bench, cut. Cannon Catchings, Miles Colvin, Cam Heidi.
It's tough. This is tough because a good player is getting cut. I hate this. Okay. I'm going to start Cam Heidi, bench Cannon Catchings, and cut Miles Colvin.
That was my answer, too. That was my answer, too, which feels gross because I like Miles Colvin.
I love Miles Colvin.
But you love Cannon Catchings and Cam Heidi more.
I wanted to cut Cannon Catchings, but I also felt backlash might be involved.
I think you're getting backlash no matter what. The only easy part of that trio is start Cam Heidi, right? Like, no hesitation on the concept of starting Cam Heidi for me.
At this point, I think with the body of work and everything that's happened, like, yeah, that should be the answer, yes.
Him and Colvin both were stupidly efficient last year, but, like, they're both bouncy, but to me, Heidi's bounce like translated in games way more than Colvin's did.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, okay. Moving to Illinois, start, bench, cut. Realistically, I think there's two starting spots for these three players, but we're going to start, we're going to bench, we're going to cut. Benham Rickhouse, Trey White, Ty Rogers.
I start on Rickhouse. I bench Ty Rogers, and I cut Trey White.
That was my answer too, but I thought there was going to be a world here where you cut Ty, and you just said, let's be honest about this. Trey White is a more productive player than Ty Rogers.
He is, but I think there's also a world that if you put Ty Rogers on Louisville's team last season, the numbers, I'm probably not shooting as well, don't get me wrong. But I've also, like, I've seen Ty Rogers play for such a long time, and it still confuses me to why he's not a better shooter than he is, because he has never been this bad of a shooter, in my opinion. So I still hold out for a hope that there's a little something there. I don't know how or when or if it'll ever happen, but I believe in Ty Rogers, just a basketball player, intangibly, more than I believe in Trey White.
Do you believe in Ty Rogers, the basketball player, or Ty Rogers, the person, more?
Person.
I mean, it's a top-notch person.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. Great guy.
Any hesitation on Home Rickhouse as the start?
No.
How much of that is Illinois people telling you to believe in him? Because, like, when they signed him, I don't think I was nearly as high on him as I've, like, convinced myself to be weeks later.
I was kind of high on him from the start. I think that he's going to be really good.
All right. You think Home Rickhouse would average Trey White numbers at Louisville last year?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Okay. I same answer for me, for the record. But that's a tough one because you don't really know where to put Ty. Like, incumbent starter started on a great team last year. But, all right, interesting. To Michigan. Vlad Golden, Danny Wolf, Sam Walters. I think there's two starting spots here. They might not always play together. They might play four guards with a big. That's what Dusty normally does. Who are you starting? Who are you benching? Who are you cutting?
I'm going to start Danny. I'm going to bench Vlad. And I'm going to cut Sam Walters.
Any thought to not cutting Walters?
Yes, there was a good amount of thought to that. But I can't ignore how productive Vlad has been. Like, I, as much as I want to, and as much as Sam Walters, you know, crossing up a immovable object in an empty gym to Morgan Wallen in the background intrigues me. I unfortunately I had to cut him.
You think Danny Wolf will be a better player than Vlad Golden next season?
Yes.
I'm gonna go Golden start, bench Wolf, cut Walters. And I've gone back and forth on Wolf and Golden. End of the day, I think Golden's production last season is what it's gonna be at Michigan, and Wolf might have a little bit of a competition level adjustment here that Vlad won't have because Vlad physically is ready.
Do you think that the adjustment, though, and not to get caught up on this, do you think there is somewhat of an adjustment to the level of guard and wings that Vlad's going to be playing with? Because I know Vlad did get a good amount of post-ups, in my opinion, at least. I'm sure there's a synergy warrior out there who can debunk that theory. But a lot of his stuff was like, rebound, offense rebounds, rebounding, catch, finish, like running the floor type things with guards and wings. Do you think that like his offensive game is going to suffer whatsoever? Or do you think more so like he might get more like half court touches? Or what do you think that look like? What is Vlad Golden?
Are you saying because Michigan's guards are worse than FAU's guards?
I think that the guard trio is worse. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know that I would say that translates to Vlad being like less productive, because if anything, like losing a John L. Davis probably means there's more shots to go around. And if Vlad's the second best player on the team, maybe there's just a more focused effort to get him the ball. That you're right, it never felt there was with FAU. I think the team is still going to run. Like, I think the intent here is to have a team that looks a lot like FAU's teams. I mean, gotcha. Obviously there's two bigs, but right. Yeah, to me, especially if you're doing the Wolf or Golden thing, the reality is one of these guys is going to get to play the position he's always played and one isn't. So I think you should lean the guy who gets to do that over the guy who has to learn to play the four in the Big Ten instead of the Ivy League. Like, it's a big ask of Danny Wolf. I'm big on him in the future, but year one scares me a little bit. To your team, we kind of did this yesterday, so we don't need to spend a ton of time on it. But knowing you, you might have changed your mind overnight. Start, bench, cut, Carson Cooper, Jackson Kohler, Simon Zapala.
Starting Coop, I'm benching Jackson, and I'm cutting Simon.
Why not start Jackson? Don't we still both believe Jackson Kohler is a better player than Carson Cooper?
I do, but I will say this. I've kind of come around a little bit on the fact that, like, I'm just, like, looking at all these things, and, like, Jackson's body just hasn't done anything since he stepped on campus. Like, he's still just shaped like a freshman. And if anything, you can give Coop an advantage to, at least, like, his body at least holds up and looks like a Big Ten center. So, like, I don't know. It's for me, there's an easy cut decision there and a harder start bench. But I'm a little bit disappointed with what it looks like how Jackson's body has come along so far.
You love Carson Cooper's body?
I wouldn't mind being shaped like Carson Cooper.
He's good shape. Okay. I'm going start Kohler, bench Coop, cut Zapala.
Cut Zapala easy?
If there was a different way to cut some, like, could we, like, what's worse than cutting someone? Like,
banish.
Expel? Like, banned from the NBA or NCAA? Something like that. Okay, Indiana's the final one here. And I think this, again, speaks to what I think Indiana is compared to the rest of the conference, because we have a five-star recruit, we have an all Pac-12 freshman, and we have one of their best players, fifth-year guy. Trey Galloway, Bryson Tucker, and Cannon Carlisle. Why did I land on these three? Because I think Miles Rice, Mbako, Renew, and Balo are all guaranteed to start. So that means you are left with one starting spot between Trey Galloway, Bryson Tucker, and Cannon Carlisle. Start, bench, cut.
Trey Galloway, Bryson Tucker, Cannon Carlisle.
You're cutting Carlisle?
I believe in Bryson Tucker.
Man, I think Carlisle's the most likely starter here, though.
Over Trey Galloway?
I think so. I really do.
Why, though? Like, the guy, you just mentioned what Trey Galloway is to this basketball team and the productive player that he is. You think there's a world where he doesn't start?
I believe Carlisle's the best shooter of this group, and there's shooting questions with all of them. But Galloway couldn't hit a shot at all last season. I also think, like, what's best for Galloway and what's best for the team maps together. Like, be a super sixth man. Play 25 minutes a game, back up every position 1 through 4, and come off the bench and be the program guy. Carlisle needs a little shine. He needs to feel like it's him and Miles Rice. He needs to hit shots. I think he can hit shots. And then Bryson Tucker's the wild card, but I think he's the least ready of these three. Like, there's no way you're going to cut Galloway. And I think you got to start Carlisle. So, yeah, start Carlisle, bench Galloway, cut Tucker for me.
Was there any thought to not benching or cutting Tucker?
No, that was the easy one for me here.
That's easy. Like, so you're not a Bryson Tucker guy whatsoever.
I wasn't. You knew this on the recruiting trail. I wasn't ever.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a good ad for Woodson. Like, steal a five-star out of nowhere when you lost McNeely. But, like, just specifically his game. To me, everything with him and his camp and his recruitment screams, like, I'm ready for the pros. And, like, I don't watch tape of a guy that looks like an NBA player at all right now.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. My takeaway from that exercise is that I still think Indiana's way better than every other team in this league.
Even than Purdue?
Start, bench, cut. Galloway, Tucker, Carlisle, Catchings, Colvin, Heidi. Put them in order. Like, what do you land on here?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing, G. You're falling into the Mackey Bear trap right here. That's what we want you to think. You are more talented. You are more talented. Your coach is bald, but I got Matthew in my corner.
Final topic today. This is a fun one. I've heard a lot of internet jokes of, hey, Tobias Harris would go first overall in this draft, or whoever you're getting at one, you're basically getting Tobias Harris. I call bullshit on that, and I want to ask a real question to you. Who is the worst NBA player right now that you would draft at number one over every player in this draft class if you could? You could pick any player in the league. You're the Atlanta Hawks. You get to add one player to your team, and the player pool is every NBA player plus everyone in this draft class. But I want to know where you draw the line. Who is the worst current NBA player you would rather have than Alex Saar, Reed Sheppard, Rob Dillingham, Dalton Knecht, Stephon Castle, Donovan Clingan, all those guys?
You know, this is like on paper a fun exercise, but it's kind of really hard because I don't want any work, like, I don't want any really worst player in the NBA. If I can just get a young guy, I'd rather take a chance on a young dude in general than take like the worst NBA player. Names that came to mind from starters off rip, just so I can gauge something real quick. Would you take Kyle Anderson over any of these guys?
No, God, no. Here, okay. I think what you were saying is like where my head's at. Like it's fun to joke like, oh, all these players are worse than Tobias Harris. Even if you could get Tobias Harris.
Yeah, I'm not taking Tobias one.
Still. Nobody would ever take that. So it has to be someone with some promise that has upside and is playing well. Like it has to be.
Would you take Trey Mann?
No. No.
Trey Mann is pretty good. Trey Mann's kind of good.
Yeah, he's kind of good. I'm in a totally different player pool here, but again, maybe that's me, and maybe I'm buying into some of the prospects a little more. Let me throw a name out that's not my name. I would say no. I would rather have a prospect from this class than this player. Where would Jaden Ivey go in this draft?
Probably go one.
You think he'd go one? So you would rather have Jaden Ivey than every prospect in this draft?
Yes. I think so. No.
That's like if I'm the Hawks, I'm not taking Jaden Ivey over the number one pick. A straight up trade. Here's the number one pick for Jaden Ivey. You doing it? No. I'm not.
Who's your guy?
Well, I have three, and I don't know which one's the right answer. If I had the number one pick, I think I would take Keegan Murray over everybody in this draft. I think that's the worst I can go.
I don't know if I could say that.
You don't think you'd take Keegan?
No. One, Keegan's like 25 already, too.
Would you take Jabari Smith?
I would take Jabari Smith one overall.
It's like those type guys to me. Like guys that were like third, fourth overall picks that you're still not sure they're ever going to be a stud, but can play. Like those are the guys for me. I think I would take Keegan Murray. I think that's the worst player I would take first overall in this draft.
Okay. Let me get a quick little thought here of like breakout type guys.
I originally had Franz and Tyrese Maxey, but then I realized those guys are too good.
How do you feel about Jalen Williams from the Thunder?
I thought about him. I don't think he'd go one. I think he'd go like three or four in this draft.
I think I'd take him one.
You think?
I think I would, yeah.
Maybe.
So maybe that's my player. I would take Jalen Williams one overall.
Okay. So you're saying, but Jalen Williams, I'm saying Keegan Murray.
But there's worse players than – wait, are there? Okay. I like this exercise because it does help me come to the point and make me feel better. Like we are not taking Tobias Harris number one. That's the main thing.
No, right. Never. I don't know that Tobias will go top five in this draft.
Okay, I'm glad we can get to that point.
Yeah, me too. Where would Jalen Duren go?
He'd be top five. I don't know if he'd go one.
Where would Derek Lively go?
Top 10.
Okay.
Like, is it Alex Saar might be better than Lively?
I was starting to talk myself into Lively. There's a chance I might take Lively one in this draft.
Oh, my word, Greg.
Let's wrap it there. I'm going Keegan Murray. You're going Jalen Williams. I feel good about that. One big thing presented by Nobody. What are we doing today?
My one big thing is that tomorrow at noon, Actually, well, this will release today at noon. As you're listening to this episode, if you are listening to it, I will be saying goodbye to my hair. My buzz cut will be officially happening. I'm very scared for what I'm going to look like. I also misread the situation completely. I thought I scheduled my haircut for a weekend or like a week where I wouldn't have anything and my hair could grow back for an event that I have to go to. A wedding snuck up on me Saturday. So I'll be sporting a buzz cut at a wedding and I'll be meeting people for the first time. And their initial first thing of me is going to be like, wow, this 31-year-old with a buzz cut. And that's going to kill me on the inside. But you know what? Maybe that's what I deserve for thinking that, what was it, that Baylor Shireman could beat Dalton Connect?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck. Morale seems low. I'm proud of you for doing this.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. My one big thing is I was supposed to do Tang with you when you do the buzz cut. This is cruel by you to make me do this 3 days before my birthday. So I'm pulling rank. I'm not doing drink only Tang on my birthday weekend. Can't happen.
Fine.
I'll do it later. I'll do it this summer at some point. Also, if you want to know what card's going to look like with a buzz cut, that's it right there. That's you with a buzz cut.
Do I have to go lower than that? Is that technically a buzz cut?
I think you do need to go lower than that, but you'll be all right. You'll look great. You can pull anything off.
Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome. We'll be back on Friday for another Bluffs Friday. Thanks for watching.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Fuel your team with Total Coffee from Staples Business Advantage. Our comprehensive program offers no upfront cost brewers, installation, maintenance, and supplies. Plus, our incredible selection of coffee and beverages, including our new Pick Me Up Provisions brand. We handle everything from finding the best brewer to providing ongoing service, all at no cost with your minimum monthly spend on break room products. Visit staplesadvantage.com/totalcoffee to get started.
Is hot sleep keeping you awake? The Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress pulls heat away from your body so it feels up to 10 degrees cooler. Shop our July 4th sale to save $500 on Breeze mattresses at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
When it comes to running your banking, retail, or restaurant business, you are the expert. But when it comes to helping you power your technology strategy, let us be your techspert. At NCR Voyix, we're shaping the future of commerce with industry-defining technology. We'll handle the tech stuff, so you can focus on keeping your customers happy. Learn more at ncrvoyix.com. ncrvoyix.com.